And All Éireann will vote next week on the final report of the Joint Oireachtas Committee on Assisted Dying. Tánaiste Micheál Martin has said it will be a free vote for Fianna Fáil deputies, although he said he had serious reservations about what was proposed by the majority of the Assisted Dying Committee. And returning to the political troubles of Sinn Féin, three senators have requested an Oireachtas investigation into the actions of former Senator Níl Dunnilla regarding his inappropriate messaging with a 17-year-old and how the party responded. For more, I'm joined by our political correspondent Paul Cunningham. And Paul, first to this final report on assisted dying. It was published last March. Will you remind us what it recommended?
Well, there were 38 recommendations, but basically, if there was legislation, this committee would recommend that it would primarily apply to a person diagnosed with an illness or medical condition that is incurable, irreversible, progressive, and advanced and will cause death within 6 months. But there's a qualification. A 12-month time limit was recommended for neurodegenerative conditions, as is a provision that the illness must be causing suffering which cannot be relieved in a way that the ill person finds intolerable. Now, there were some clarifications as well. Any doctor, nurse, or medical worker should be allowed to avail of a conscientious objection clause if they didn't want to be involved. And some of the other recommendations dealt with ensuring that adequate safeguards were put in place, including three specifically on the issue of coercion in the context of someone who wanted to end their life. So that was the majority report. There was a dissenting report by three of the 14 members who believed that you should not have assisted dying because it simply cannot protect vulnerable people. That would be one of their concerns as well.
And then what is the significance of this stall vote scheduled now for next week?
It is an indicative vote. In other words, when the TDs vote on this, it's not going to change anything. There is no legislation. It is not going to bring about assisted dying. But what it does do, Mary, is gives us an indication as to how TDs in this particular Dáil view the topic. Because if there was going to be legislation, it would have to be brought in by a subsequent Dáil. So that's what it is. It gives us a sense about where our legislators view and where their views are on this subject.
And there's a free vote for Fianna Fáil TDs. Do we have any indication yet about the other parties?
No, but the People Before Profit TD Gino Kenny, he's called on the other parties to have a conscious vote. I think that's probably likely to happen. And that vote will take place next Wednesday. So that's something to watch out for.
All right, let's turn to the political story of the week. Who are these three senators and what sort of an inquiry do they want now into the Sinn Féin's handling of the Níl Dunnilla actions?
So these three senators, it's the Fine Gael senator, excuse me, my dog is just coming up beside me. Our three senators, the Fine Gael, Mary, Siri, Carney, but also, interestingly, two independent senators as well, Senator Lynn Ruan and Senator Alice Mary Higgins. Now, what they did last night was to write to the Ceann Comhairle, Seán O'Farrell, because he's also head of the Oireachtas Commission. They said that they want to have an investigation into this, which they call egregious breaches of rules they have. In particular, they say that the Oireachtas is required under the Children First Act 2015 to have a safeguarding statement which sets out a number of key principles and information ensuring the safety and well-being of children within the Oireachtas complex. So what this alludes to was that judgment call by the Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald, in which in December of last year, while the senator was leaving, she talked about his diligence with regard to his work, but she didn't say the other reason that he was leaving, which related to inappropriate text messages to a 17-year-old. So these three senators are asking the Ceann Comhairle to get to the bottom of it. To a certain extent, it's difficult insofar as that there isn't very much time left in this particular Dáil. Even they're writing to the Ceann Comhairle, there's no guarantee that Seán O'Farrell will be re-elected in the next Dáil. So just how far it's going to go and the time that's left is unclear.
And how far is this other matter going to go now? Is it now pretty certain that Mairead Farrell will take over the chair of the Public Accounts Committee?
I think it's probably too difficult to say this far out. We've still got a few days to go. But my sense of it is that Sinn Féin's Mairead Farrell will become the PAC chair. And I think that because her appointment is a procedural rather than a political matter, that's because the rules of the Hunt system in the Oireachtas are clearly in Sinn Féin's favour. And the other reason is that for both the government and opposition parties, there's only going to be two or three other meetings of the PAC anyway. So I just don't believe that they're going to turn this into a hill to die on. I think it's more likely than not that Mairead Farrell will become the PAC and the vote will go through. It'll be happening, Mary, without debate.
All right, with more on this story over the weekend and into next week, our political correspondent Paul Cunningham will let you off now to feed that dog.